let folks know that you entered the room, so anytime you're ready.
Okay, let's start off by thanking everybody for attending and giving me the opportunity to chat with them.
I'm going to type verbatim what you say to me. So if you say this is what I want to type.
Okay.
So,
perfect.
Okay. All right. So.
Should we continue on, or do we wait for somebody to respond to that?
No. Yeah, we're doing your statement first, which you'd like to let folks know about.
You didn't tag it with the -p.
Right. Thank you. Okay.
Let's say that when I took over FEMA, I recognize that this nation deserved a strong, vibrant organization. Right out of space?
Almost. Bringing me back to journalism school.
There you go. We said the first thing I recognized was that we needed to bring in strong leadership. All right, I started by recruiting people who had years of experience dealing with disasters. I also wanted to change the culture of the organization. I wanted to change FEMA from a reactive organization to a proactive organization. That change also involved the entire emergency management community around this country. I also recognized that FEMA couldn't do it all by itself. We had to build partnerships outside of our traditional partners.
Any examples on that?
Some examples are working with law enforcement, working with the private sector.
Okay. Let me get back to it. Sorry about that. New car. Thank you.
along with nonprofit, if they can fit in there.
Mm-hmm. Technology.
Yeah, I guess the others, what I would add is developing new forms of communications. And that's why we're using Twitter.
We have to retreat that. We have to go back. You have the hashtag wrong. Look at the RMA.
Okay.
In fact, Friday we produced a YouTube video.
Tag was for the one that didn't get posted?
It was MRNA.
Okay. Some questions that came in earlier. So,
oh, okay. Do those first?
Yep. Let's go back to the first questions that came in. And that's what we're going to go to our AgileWise here. First question. This question was, how can FEMA raise public awareness of social media, such as Twitter, value in disaster prep, response, and accelerate the use of these tools?
I would say the more we use it, the more awareness, the more the people will become aware of its value. And then we could add another one that says there's a whole new generation of people coming up will be very familiar with this type of communication.
Dies out from time to time, but
it's like somebody in the disaster zone in the middle of the night, or to say, hey, send a tweet to FEMA and Focus. Mm-hmm. Somebody in the RCC or somebody be watching this, or
right now it's through external affairs.
Okay.
Right. Okay. All right. think I've got the next one on here.
Talked about considered using dedicated Twitter account RSS feeds. I don't know what RSS feeds are.
RSS feeds are real simple syndication. We've got a page here that we're going to show him. Off of our homepage, we have RSS feeds. This is a way to send information. We can send it straight to people's email boxes, or it can go to their cell phones.
Very good.
We send out our national situation updates, declarations, press releases this way.
What does RSS stand for?
Real simple syndication.
Okay.
All right.
We are the acronym king, aren't we?
Unfortunately, we didn't come up with that. It's a way for people to know when you know, websites are being updated and new information is going out. You can subscribe to it. And it sends you an update every time.
Yeah.
Whether it's ESPN or...
So they sign up for it.
Yeah, you sign up for... When you go to a website, you can sign up for an RSS feed.
Okay. I'm going back to his. Okay. I'm just going to show him the link to our information.
Oh, very good. Okay. So now, does everybody see this answer or just him?
Everybody will see the answer. They'll be able to view it. It's going directly to him, but they'll be able to view it as well.
Very good.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to add for his response?
I would just say that, this is a new type of communication for FEMA. All suggestions are welcome. The next one is the disability coordinator positions.
Okay.
That was by, let's see who it came from.
Mir Mello. It's right here. All right.
We're putting the disability coordinator positions in the 2010 budget. Do you intend to continue the policy using Blackwater mercenaries domestically?
We don't use Blackwater anymore, do we?
We have in the past. We don't currently have a
Theoretically,
a subcontract.
Okay, so we don't.
Tell them we don't currently have any contracts with Blackwater. The other question was, how can FEMA raise public awareness of social media, Twitter? I think we already answered that one. That's all the questions on here.
Okay. A few have come in. First, you've got a message from Bob C. Mass right here. He's right up on the screen here.
Yeah.
You just want to say hi and thank you.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but...
thanks, Bob.
Say thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
M-H-E-A-D-D. Recently, there were a few accounts, Rick Sanchez from CNN and even Obama's account had gotten hacked. It was because they had responded to things and logged on with their username and password. So he's asking, how does the recent incident for Twitter accounts with compromise affect plans for using it in the future?
Twitter is fairly new, or maybe
you want to say something along the lines.
The technologies like Twitter are fairly new, and there's going to be problems, but that shouldn't stop us from using them.
All I keep getting search and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next one.
Safer motion.
Yeah. It keeps updating every second. What is the chain of command from FEMA to residents?
I don't know what she's talking about. Let me think. That
we
would
only have 140 characters for that. Do you think she meant to say president?
What's that?
That's a good point.
Think she meant what?
President. To president.
Good catch.
Okay. Where can we find more information about how FEMA is using or plans to use SMS for disaster planning and response? SMS is the technology behind text messages, correct?
Twitter.
Would you send it to the same website that you gave that other guy? Or?
For the RSS feeds?
Yeah, don't you think? I mean, I would say, you know, we're trying to expand.
There are systems for text messaging for reverse 911. I don't know how well this plays into eyeballs or anything like that.
Just tell them we're really working hard to develop this new type of technology. It has a great future for emergency management. You can use EM for emergency management.
Continue to follow FEMA on FEMA.gov and Twitter for updates and stuff like that.
We're going to develop this technology for emergency management. Is that what you said?
It has a great future in emergency management. Type it out, then you hit tweet, and it goes out like push and send.
It is.
Who developed this?
It's an open source free tool that's just been developed. The information shared across networks. So
who developed it?
I don't know his name.
It's probably Brad.
Yeah. Well, it's free. Yeah. He's not making
money.
I know
it's free.
Out.
I'm just curious. That
probably collaborative.
Okay.
What was the question again?
Do you think the Twitter press conference is meaning dialogue with the public?
I think the answer is yes.
Okay. I'll give him a little smiley face.
You're wrong, aren't you?
Twitter being more of a benefit for public outreach?
The potential is a benefit for both.
For both.
Quit saying that, and let's add another one. Getting information to the public has always been difficult. And Twitter is another tool to do that.
Okay. Squirrel325 wants to know, how will FEMA overcome challenges to frontline responder perception? And implementation of NIMS ICS in the future.
This is based on my disaster experience. have to operate under one system. And NIMS provides that for us. I guess another line after that would be just like when ICS was introduced in the fire service, it took a while for it to be accepted. Now everyone uses it. There's room on this room.
So far from the conversational outreach?
I'd just say pleased with the number of people who are actually using this technology or new technologies.
This or these? This new technology or these new technologies?
Let's say this technology. Boy, I think the conversational outreach is probably bigger than just Twitter, but
about the protocol from FEMA to resident.
She said like
chain of command.
Which seems kind of...
I would just go back. The primary responsibility lies with state and local government. And FEMA supports state and local government.
Well, she may be talking about disaster victims when they do...
Well, we could ask her.
So what do you mean by that?
I'm still not sure what you mean. So do you mean disaster victims? Is that what you're...
Just, she said residents.
Residents.
Ask an open-ended question rather than a yes or no.
Okay.
Can you give us a better idea? We're not entirely sure what you're asking. What is? Can you be a little more clear with it?
Engineers to do our monitoring of a debris removal.
exactly is Twitter helpful in disaster management?
Twitter's new, but we see it as a potential for better communication.
My term is up on Wednesday, but I highly recommend the new administrator to continue this.
You want to say Wednesday, given that still waiting official word?
All right, Tuesday then.
Put in the 20th so people know what Tuesday you're referring to. Administrator to do this?
As he uses.
Alright. Refresh. Okay, with countless Web 2.0 applications available, how will FEMA determine the most proper one to use for information dissemination?
Okay, what are Web 2.0?
Web 2.0 being sort of the umbrella under which tools like social media tools like Twitter are housed. Web 2.0 brings the internet experience to another level. Remember when we were in Florida and you were showing that you had downloaded the maps from the local emergency management. Web 2.0 would take that map technology and then it would give you the tools to be able to create conversational pieces, mashups, if you were to take those maps and then add to it everything from distribution locations and pretty much everything what we're doing in the NRCG, so for public consumption.
So what is he asking now?
Get back to it. With countless Web 2.0 applications available, how will FEMA determine the most proper ones to use for information dissemination?
I would say pretty much trial and error, find the right ones that work. Trail and error.
Yeah. And the ones that work.
Yeah.
Anything else? Pretty much.
That's good.
Okay.
How do you tell where the questions are?
I can see their icons.
Okay.
So I know to look there, and then I look to see if they've got the hash mark after a question.
Okay. What is NEP?
I think the National Exercise Program is probably what they mean.
Yeah, I would answer to that.
Okay.
Why don't we just say that not a bad idea, but a exclamation point at the end of it.
Scroll 325 says, thanks for your response. Hearing from the FEMA administrator really brightens an emergency manager's day.
Oh. Say thanks.
Thanks, Squirrel.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks, Squirrel. Yeah. I'll just say thanks.
Sign it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. All right. Okay. All right. Is FEMA considering data mining Twitter during disasters? Look for possible problem areas.
I would say we're just using this, but it's
actually a good recommendation or a good suggestion.
Okay.
Data mining.
Is that one of those words that you got to be careful of?
I think I would.
Like an NSA word, kind of.
Oh, I see what you mean.
We're still exploring applications.
I know what we are using in the JFO. They're using.
I know what they mean. What they're saying is, are people writing about problems? Mm-hmm. You know, and can we search? Can we search the Twitter? You know, whatever you call the board up here. Do we see recurring problems all the time?
And we have, actually. We've been using it for customer service aspects.
That's not a bad way to do it, then. Like you say, we just started using this, but we have picked up some coverage of customer service issues using Twitter.
Okay.
So we do.
Picked up some customer service?
Yeah.
Service. With Twitter?
Yeah.
If there are several breaks in the chain of command, I want to know the next link to contact before the disaster. Okay.
Okay. Just say the first step is a local emergency management. I don't know whether you have room, but what I'd like to say if you have to go to another message is most accurate information to the public will come from the local emergency management.
Plan the public can access in regards to debris removal?
The answer is yes.
Yeah, it's on the FEMA website.
The FEMA website, yeah.
Okay, you can find it. It's one of the great things about Twitter is you can give a short response and then just link to more information. So.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I think we're just scratching the surface of it. I think that can be dangerous, too.
What region is Mississippi in so that I can get an RSS feed for the proper region?
It's region 4.
Atlanta. Yeah. Okay, now Nicole is asking. She's
Resetting. Region 4, right?
Yes, it's region 4.
Yeah, hard to say.
Governor Barber.
I think we expect FEMA to use Twitter for public utility as much as outreach. Still early yet. Thanks for doing this.
Cool.
Do you want to give them a message or anything?
Said public outreach is one of the most difficult. And we're going to try everything at our disposal.
Public outreach is one of the most difficult. Got room for some like things or actions
to do.
Okay. We're going to try everything at our disposal. Okay. We're finding it hard to find well-written and implemented local government plans. What then?
This is a debris removal question still.
Right.
We can say that our we recently did a gap analysis of several states and found planning one of the big weaknesses.
Our big weaknesses or the big weaknesses?
I just said one of the areas we need to improve on. And you can do another one and reply back again where we put in some of our grants we're requiring 25% of them to be spent on planning, on state planning.
Some of your grants.
State planning.
Okay. Requiring 25% to be spent on planning.
I sign it.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, sir. Using Twitter is a good idea. Gives a human touch to the agency and gets us info into the public.
Give us a smile to touch back.
Enter the world of emoticons.
There you go. Just a smiley face with duct tape on it.
All right. Okay, so it looks like we're up to all the questions that have come in. And it's 3:37.
I just want to close out and say... That me saying that it's been an honor to serve you, the public. It's been a very humbling experience.
You have one more question up there. I don't know if you want to deal with it.
Okay. I'll write down last question.
About 8 minutes.
Okay. All right. How can FEMA more effectively manage the public's disaster response expectations regarding state, local, and Fed agency roles?
What would you say? Very difficult task indeed.
Well,
it's something we struggle with all the time.
Working hard and performing well.
Did you want to link to anything like the ICS or?
The National Response Framework.
Okay.
And NIMS lays out roles and responsibilities.
Where is
he? Okay.
And / NIMS.
Is that good?
Yeah. Where is FEMA going? The next administration will decide.
Okay, that's perfect.
We'll make that decision. Push the name answer today.
No, that's fine. I think the idea was, you know, you've done a lot while you're here to get the agency where it was.
I'm assuming they're talking about, are they moving it?
No, it's...
Or they're
saying... Sure, so.
And that may be the more general...
You know, where are we going with the agency? Yeah.
So then we need to answer differently than that.
Yeah.
FEMA is going towards a much more proactive rather than reactive organization. That's for a bland answer.
Okay.
Did you want want to make one more statement?
Oh, okay.
That's
we can't answer that
for
you. Huh?
Okay, so she's asking really, well, it's a different person.
Yeah, it's a different person.
Yeah.
But, so, I put out, we have time for one more question. We've got the worst FEMA going.
Well, if they should have remained within DHS, Sarah, right there, should I answer that?
Probably not.
Well, you can answer with, you know, you can't answer that, or something like that.
I can just say from my perspective, I've received a tremendous amount of support from Secretary Chortoff and DHS.
Okay. Posted online, so just reminding everybody, so they will know everything that went on, so we'll hear our discussion about the answers. Okay. And that's the reality. Sometimes we get things we can't say.
Why would we post the audio online?
Because it gives a perspective that, you know, it was you who was answering the questions, but it also gives an opportunity for folks, as if it were a press conference, to actually understand the length for the questions, because 140 characters gets, as you've seen, it's pretty brief.
Well, it's a cool, it's a neat tool, it really is. And I think that hopefully the next administrator will take a run with it. Yeah. I mean, it's not only this, but the YouTube, and, you know, we've got to find a better way to get information to the public.
And sir, Fox News heard that we were doing this. They're probably going to do a story just the fact that you're doing this.
Really?
Oh. And then we told Miami Herald last Friday.
Yeah.
And then the Wall Street Journal this afternoon knows you're doing this.
Okay. We'll give one last message and say that you've left it.
What did I say before? I said,
it's been an honor and a humbling experience.
Closing appreciation for Twitter and social media. That's what they want.
Because it's thanks for taking the courage and time to do this. Let me just close it out by I already said it's been longer than it was. I can say it. That's the truth.
All right, I'll let everyone know that you've left. Thanks.